speaking as a coach, you might say, oh, that coach.
Like if I tried it on yesterday?
Mm-hmm. So you tried that coat on yesterday and it what, just fine?
It fit just fine.
Okay. And the person gets a coat and trousers made of the same material, you might say, now he has a
suit.
And it's not an old one, he just bought it. It's a
new suit.
Right, and his pockets are all filled up with things. Hey, his pockets really
are jammed.
And they really
bulge.
All right. And if a shirt wasn't sanforized and it was washed, then it might
shrink.
Yeah. Do you ever use anything else?
Draw up.
Yeah. Now, if you're talking about yesterday, I washed that shirt yesterday and it
drew up.
All right, and or with shrink, you'd say it.
It's like if it shrank or it shrunk.
Okay. And if something you might keep changing.
In a purse.
Right. And something you might wear on your wrist.
Watch.
Yeah, or just a
wristwatch.
Right. Or this will be just like that. Would be a, well, that is a watch.
Yeah.
But I didn't see the watch on it.
Yeah, because it's so big.
If it didn't have a watch on, then you just call it
a bracelet.
Sure. And the something men wear instead of a belt sometimes.
A suspenders.
Remember them called anything else?
No. Did they call them something?
Yeah. Did you ever hear them called galluses?
No.
Never heard that? Okay, that's right. Something you might open up on a rainy day.
An umbrella.
Right. And something that you put over, the last thing you put over a bed when you're making it up.
The bedspread.
Right, and something thing you rest your head on.
Pillow.
Now we're talking about a long pillow that might be as long as this whole thing. Here they have three pillows. You might just have one long one. What might that be called? You have one great big long pillow.
I would still call it a pillow.
Okay, you might say that pillow didn't go partway. Say
it went all the way.
All right. And a washable kind of a blanket. Called
You mean what is it made out of, cotton or
yeah. Well, this would just be yeah something like that. You might call it a blanket, or these women used to make these, remember?
Oh, quilts.
Sure. Uh-huh. And a bed made up flat on the floor that
a pallet.
Okay. And out in the country, low-lying land near a stream would be called. Okay. Well, do you know what kind? I mean, if there's land out near the low-lying land that always has water in it, now you have an.
That's a lake.
Well, yeah, except this was not that deep.
Deep.
It's just kind of muddy and a place you know, like where you have a lot of alligators and things. And,
like
you know,
in a swamp.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Now that the swamp is one thing, and a lake is something else. But this is the kind of thing that might just be flooded in the spring, and then. And plowed later, and later it might be okay. And this is the land that you find around a river or a creek.
On the bank?
Yeah. Did you ever hear the term bottom land?
Only in reading.
Okay.
I never knew, really
okay.
Understood it.
Okay. And then how about when, there was a song when about the time you were in high school or so called, there's a tree in the, very popular song, a tree in the, that's an M. There's a bird called a lark. What kind of a lark, eh? You know the term?
Oh, the meadowlark?
Sure. Yeah, well, then so that low-lying grassland might be called a
meadowlark.
Or just a
meadow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And something you might have to dig if you're going to drain water off the land.